The Australian government said today they were not satisfied with Japan's suspension of whaling in Antarctic waters and vowed to continue their separate campaigns to force a permanent end to the hunt. Japan's government yesterday announced it had suspended its annual whale hunt due to repeated harassment of its whalers by Sea Shepherd Conservation Society ships. It said the suspension began February 10th and would last until conditions were deemed safe. Despite the skepticism of much of the anti-whaling movement, the International Fund for Animal Welfare's Whale Program Director, Patrick Ramage, says the move could be a first step to the world's largest whaling nation ending the practice.
Well, it's unprecedented. For the last 23 years, Japan has been the lone nation to annually sail its whaling fleet down into the waters of the Southern Ocean Whale Sanctuary, an internationally recognized sanctuary around the continent of Antarctica, and kill more than 1,000 whales there each year. And this is the first year over that long period where less than halfway through the season and with far less than half of their annual catch quota, they've come to a halt. So it's as yet unclear whether this is a temporary suspension or a full cessation for the season, but there's no doubt that it's good news for whales and those that care about them around the world.
But this isn't a change in policy for the Japanese government. They're still pro-whaling. I mean, how significant is it really if Japan doesn't actually change its views on the matter?
Well, this could signal deeper changes beneath the surface, and I think it does, and may well portend a slow but dramatic shift away from previous practice by the relatively new government of Japan. In the past 24 months, we've seen steep reductions in the number of whaling vessels that Japan has deployed into the Southern Ocean. There's been a reduction in National Defense Force accompanying vessels and technologies that Japan had used in previous seasons to defend itself from the Sea Shepherd organization. So we're seeing less capacity being put toward this enterprise and a clear change in the level of commitment of the Japanese government to this practice. What we hope that means is that cooler heads in Tokyo have assessed the situation correctly and are not as committed as past generations are to continuing this outmoded practice of killing whales for their meat and other products in the 21st century. Some of that may be economic in that the Japanese government, like many other economies around the world, their economy faces some real challenges. And maintaining a whaling fleet and sending it into the far-off international waters of the Southern Ocean Sanctuary is an expensive undertaking. And so whether driven by some political realities or practical economic concerns, what we may be seeing here is a slow but dramatic shift away from whaling and toward other responsible, sustainable enterprises like whale and dolphin watching, which is taking off in Japan and many other countries around the world.
There are very few countries that do participate in whaling. How significant is Japan in that small group of countries? If they curtail their whaling activities, would that affect other countries such as Norway and their views on whaling?
The last three countries killing whales for commercial purposes in the 21st century are Japan, Iceland, and Norway. And of the three, Japan is the main driver, both in terms of the number of whales that it kills, but it also in its market for whale meat. This is a generational issue in Japan. If you are over the age of 50 in Japan, you have probably eaten whale meat as a child. And you may still, whether for nostalgic reasons or just as part of your diet, occasionally eat whale meat today. If you're under 50, our polling shows that you have no interest in it. So this is a generational shift that we're seeing going on. But Japan, of the last three countries still engaged in this practice, Japan is very, very much the driver. So a move by the Japanese government would have a dramatic ripple effect and accelerate the inevitable end to a practice that really should have been relegated to the last century.